Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Ferndale. Hope you're safe and warm. Our Christmas preparations and celebrations are different this year. No big crowds at the annual Christmas tree lighting. We watched it online. No packing into local shops for hospitality night. We shopped early and online as well. No sitting in local restaurants. We get our meals to go. The annual Christmas-lighted tractor parade is still on this Sunday at 6. It's the 28th year for that event. People are encouraged to park along the parade route and watch from the safety of their vehicle, not pack the sidewalks of the business district. You can also watch this great event online. Go to the Ferndale Lighted Tractor Parade Facebook page for both the parade route and to see the live feed. Ferndale Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring the Deck the Halls Holiday Decorating Contest. A map of participating homes is available on the Visit Ferndale Facebook page. If there was ever a year to stay home and decorate your house, garden, or storefront with festive lights and decorations, this is it. Ferndale has some great shops like Golden Gate Mercantile, Ferndale Emporium, Farmer's Daughter. One of our favorites is Red Eye Laboratory, home of our friend Sean Griggs. They have a great website with a variety of unique and inexpensive items. Ferndale has some great places to eat, and we've tried to support them by getting orders to go. Tuya's on Main Street makes great Mexican food, and they have taken customer safety very seriously. There's the Ivanhoe, Papa Joe's, Mind's Eye. The Village Inn is great. We call them the VI. We've got some very special dinners to go from there. Our all-time favorite is Ferndale Pizza Company, called Pizza Co. by the locals. If you've had their pizza, you know what I mean, and if you haven't, then consider your life half-lived. We've eaten there for decades. They have the same great food and great service every single time. A few years back, they got a rare negative Yelp review that was really funny. It started with, "To be fair, we actually didn't eat there." COVID is in every community, and Ferndale is no exception. The county COVID dashboard has all the information on the number of cases in local communities. The Ferndale rate is low, but increasing, and that could get much worse with a public gathering. Most of us are making changes to our holiday celebrations. We're not traveling to see our one-year-old grandson, nor my 94-year-old mother. Some businesses are really struggling and have made huge sacrifices, but I know some individuals have no intention to change anything for the benefit of others. Ferndale does have some individuals who don't wear masks, but they are not the norm. This is not the year to give the gift of COVID for Christmas. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.